I Let a Song Go Out of My Heart is one of those songs that seems to have come about as a result of the close collaboration between Johnny Hodges and Duke Ellington, even though that stereo recording is from Hodges' own orchestra of 1954, which, again, was pretty much just a sort of small Ellington unit because it had trombonist Lawrence Brown, for instance, and Ben Webster on tenor. Before that, the unmistakable sound of Billie Holiday. Still ahead on this jazz rhythm tribute to jazz alto sax giant Johnny Hodges, we'll hear him live in Paris in 1965. More of Hodges' gorgeous and unequaled alto sound in stereo. And next, Hodges playing soprano sax. Again, he had studied under Bechet. Hodges seemed to carry some of Bechet's lyricism into his playing of alto, but he was a magnificent soprano player, and I think it's maybe even to be regretted that after 1940-41, he stopped playing the instrument entirely, at least recording with it, focusing entirely on alto sax. Anyway, here's two featuring Hodges on soprano. That's The Blues Old Man and Wanderlust, both written in collaboration between Hodges and Ellington.
Thank you.
just so lyrical, so sweet, such an amazing sound. Johnny Hodges playing soprano saxophone on Wanderlust, and that's the Blues Old Man. I hope you enjoy as much as I do the sound of Johnny Hodges. He really just is the pinnacle of jazz alto saxophone playing. I'm Dave Radlauer. This is Jazz Rhythm. Aside from his rhapsodizing, Hodges was unsurpassed in his interpretation of the blues. There was a Billy Strayhorn suite of sketches that was released under the title Combo Suite, and it was made with a little octet of Ellington's principal soloists of 1967 when this was recorded, trumpeter Cat Anderson, trombonist Lawrence Brown, Paul Gonsalves tenor, Harry Carney baritone, and principal among principals, Johnny Hodges alto sax. Here's Intimacy of the Blues and Out South. We'll be right back. Out South and Intimacy of the Blues, written by Billy Strayhorn, a wonderful recording from 1967. I'm Dave Radlauer. This is Jazz Rhythm. I think Hodge's greatest strength and one of the things that made him so popular and widely admired, and certainly one of the things that appeals to me about Hodge is that he's able to transmit tender emotion without it becoming mushy or sugary. And I really love his unadorned presentation. It's mostly just Hodge's deeply felt exposition of melodies without a lot of exotic flourishes. He relies primarily on glissando, that is the bending and sliding of tone pitches, and upon his unparalleled mastery of saxophone tone. You might have noticed that I often try to include live recordings, and I feel this is important because studio recordings are only one aspect of jazz performance. Live performance, I think, was, is, and should remain an important part of the creative process of jazz and an important link between performer and listener. So here's Hodges live in Paris with Duke Ellington in 1965. Hodges had put his strong personal stamp on Sunny Side of the Street way back in 1937 when he recorded it with Lionel Hampton, and it remained one of Hodges' signature tunes.
Johnny Hodges. Thank you.
Hodges featured in Paris in 1965 with the Ellington Orchestra, All of Me, and Sunny Side of the Street. And apparently, behind the scenes, Hodges really leaned on Ellington to get a lot of solo time in the spotlight, which he loved, despite his much remarked upon aloofness and poker face on stage. I'll leave the concluding words to Duke Ellington, who at Hodges' 1970 funeral eulogized him as a musician with a unique tonal personality by saying that, quote, "I'm glad and thankful that I had the privilege of presenting Johnny Hodges for 40 years, night after night." The concluding music is from a 1961 album that featured Hodges. It was the culmination of 3 years of touring and performing with Billy Strayhorn. He was fronting a band of mostly Ellington personnel, and this tune was originally written by Ellington for Hodges, whom he gave co-author credit for Never Know Lament. Later, and with a lyric added, it was better known as Don't Get Around Much Anymore. I'm Dave Radlauer. That's Jazz Rhythm and the music of Johnny Hodges. Thanks for listening.